Chandeliers, and welcome to the Shining Your Light podcast. I'm your host, Paige Engel, and I am so delighted that you decided to join us today. You know, one day I was sitting at lunch, the sun was shining through the window, laughter filled the room. I took a deep breath, looked around, and realized that I was completely surrounded by a group of change makers and influencers who were shining their own light and making a difference in the world. And the best part, they were all my friends. Honestly, it would be a crime for me to keep all of this greatness to myself, so I decided to share it with you. And the Shining Your Light podcast was born. Each week, I will introduce you to a changemaker, influencer, or thought leader. So grab your notebook and pen and get ready to shine bright. This week, I have Destiny DeHaven in the house. Destiny DeHaven is a pattern breaker, a bullshit detector who works with women who are struggling and tired of living the life they were told to live and helps them live the life they were meant to live. Using her skill set in breaking down hard to understand topics, Destiny supports women to break their patterns of self-doubt, self-sabotage, and instead find their magical destiny and take action. Destiny believes that a woman who is in alignment with her passion, her purpose, and her secret sauce can rock the world. And let's face it, the world could use a little rocking. Welcome to the podcast, Destiny.
Thank you.
I am so super excited that you're here. So the first question that I usually ask people is, what is your secret sauce?
So I found out that my secret sauce was actually teaching, which is something that I ignored for a really long time. But I'm really good at breaking down like concepts so that people are like, oh, I get that. And then they can go and implement it into their life. So it really is just like teaching them and like kind of digging in to like, what is that thing that they're looking for?
Okay. I really like that. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your magical destiny, where that comes from and the idea behind it.
Absolutely. So I've always felt like I revel in the gap. So I feel like I'm really good at like a balance of the masculine and the feminine and spiritual and logical and all of that. And as I was coming up with a name, I'm like, it's not just about your destiny. Like that just felt so blah to me because there is a spiritual element to me and to what I do in my work. And I'm like, I needed a little oomph to it. But then I didn't want to call it like your magic because I didn't want people going around thinking like, oh, she waves around a wand and rides on a broom and stirs, you know, stuff in a cauldron. Right. I'm like, no, that's not it either. But it is about the magic of each person's own destiny because it's theirs. It's uniquely theirs. And even though somebody else can have something similar, it's not exactly the same. And I was like, finding that, it gave me goosebumps and it made me go, ooh. And I was like, that's where it came from. And that's where it was born from a conversation with a friend. And she was just pushing me to find that name. And once we landed on it, it's like the sky's the limit. And so I've been like, there it is. That's the one. And it's about finding each person's, like I said, secret sauce, right? Like what is your thing? That your mojo, your whatever you want to call it. It's your power. It's your thing. And I'm like, find that, man, like, and unleash it and then live it. That's going to change the world.
Yeah, that's where it is. Yeah. That's totally where it's at. Yeah. That's when I say also Destiny, I'm like, do more of that. Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. And it's that thing that excites you, right? Like it's not just a ho hum thing. It's like, ooh, a buzz. I'm like, yeah, that one. What's that right there?
I know. That's why I said it's that thing that lights you up. Yep. That's why I call people chandeliers because I believe that everyone
love it.
You know, shines in their own way. So get it. So get it. I know that you're a success in mind coaching. You've done that, you know, not only for yourself, but for other businesses. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the results that you've created for clients in the past?
Absolutely. I have a client that she was running a business that she thought she needed to sell because she was going to have twins. And instead, we wound up getting her more employees. She wound up moving to a new district because she's a instructor for teachers. And not only that, she wound up picking up two new employees, raised her prices and she's like living at large and being a mommy. And so like that was something that she really wanted to do. And that was just fantastic. And then a couple of my other clients, they're coaches, and they just expanded their business and started taking on executives, which they were like, in the beginning, I don't want to do that. I just want to do this monthly program. And all of a sudden they're like, well, what if I did this too? I'm like, there it is. That's really what they were looking for. And then I've got a couple other clients that, you know, they just want to be happy and excited in their job and they weren't feeling it. So it was like, okay, what can we do to bring that into your job? And they're just like exploring all of this creativity and like just listening to their voices talk about work. It's so fantastic. So it really does vary, but it's just about bringing that excitement back to their life.
That is fantastic. I know that you are from Hawaii.
Yes, ma'am.
And most people would love to be teleported there, right? Those of us who are from the Midwest that was in Snowmageddon, I mean, you're in Colorado now, so you're getting a little piece of it. But if you had two teleportation devices, where would you place them and why?
Yeah, so ever since Southwest started doing their flights to Hawaii, I'm like, I don't really need to teleport there. It's easy.
Right.
I would actually put one machine like in my house and then the other in like a villa in Italy. And I'm like, hey, you want to bounce me over there? And then from there, I can go and explore. I'm good. I'm pop me right into the middle of Italy. I am so there.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, I love France and I'm doing a trip to Paris and Florence this year. So
nice.
I'm super excited. Super excited yeah. about that answer. Okay, so where can people find out more about you online? Because I know that, you know, your magical destiny has a lot more coming in the coming months here. So where can people find out more about you?
Awesome question. I am on Facebook and Instagram under Your Magical Destiny for both. And then I'm going to be coming up with a 10-day challenge beginning April 11th. And that's going to be at Your Magical Destiny Challenge. It's a Bitly link. So Bitly, you know, Your Magical Destiny Challenge. You can find me there as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Destiny, for being with us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. That was awesome.